In the few minutes that we have remaining tonight, I would like to direct your attention to Philippians chapter 4. We began a few weeks ago a message regarding our Faith Promise Month, and specifically the title of our series was The Encouragement of Your Missionary. The Encouragement of Your Missionary. And we looked at the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the Philippians, beginning at verse 10 of chapter 4. I just want to read verses 10 through 20. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, or full of care, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have done well, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. That's an astounding statement. They were the only ones from Macedonia that stepped forward to assist and help the Apostle Paul. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all, or you could say, indeed I have all, and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Father, bless this time in your word. Pray that you'd encourage us to be encouraging to our missionaries. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to very briefly share with you some realities of the Philippians' giving. What it meant to the Apostle Paul, the encouragement that this church was. We know that this church was not very large. This was not a large gathering of people, but they were a giving people. They were a caring people. And so first of all, I want you to see, giving to the missionary illustrates your care. In this case, they gave to the Apostle Paul, who was taking the dollars back to the home church in Jerusalem. That's where he was headed. But also, he had received gifts from this church to help him during his time of need. They cared. You know, it's interesting to me. Dr. Bob Sr. used to say many years ago, what you love and what you hate reveal what you are. And if I may be so presumptuous, I'd like to add this statement to that. What you take the most care of reveals what you love and what you hate. I want to say it again. What you take the most care of reveals what you love and what you hate. Now, he said what you love and what you hate reveal what you are. But what you take the most care with tells everybody what you love and what you hate. We're living in a day and time, folks, that lacks true, genuine care for things that matter. Things that really matter. Oprah Winfrey, some 25 years ago, introduced a phrase that's a common phrase today. She introduced the phrase, your truth. Have you ever heard that statement? What is your truth? Now, understand, please, the whole concept of your truth is built upon a figment of one's imagination. Let me give you a direct quote from what she said 25 years ago. She said this, other people's facts should never get in the way of your truth because what you feel is what you are. Now that is psychology 101 today. What you feel is what you are. Now, that whole concept of your truth and not letting other people's facts get in the way directs the mind away from one central thing, and that's revealed truth. It's all about my truth. Don't you want to know what my truth is? So everybody now comes with their truth. Your truth. My truth. But let me ask you something. What does that mean? It means I don't care for biblical truth. Because all I'm concerned about is my truth. And I want you to accept my truth. But my truth may not line up with this book. My truth may be a lie. Do you know how many people lie to themselves in this world tonight? They've lied to themselves so much. Fake news is not something that's new, folks. It's been around since the Garden of Eden. You see, Eve believed fake news. She saw that the food was good. They said, well, that's not fake news. But what happened with that news? That it was pleasant to the eye. And the third thing, it would make one wise. Make them wise to what? What did she already have the knowledge of? She already had the knowledge of that which was good. She walked with God every day. It was the knowledge of evil. That's what the wisdom was about. So she believed, this will make me wise. I'll have more wisdom. That was the devil's lie. She believed the devil's fake news. It wasn't going to make her wise in the sense that she was going to appreciate more good and that which was better and best. No. She believed the lie that it would make her wise. And humanity fell. And sin passed upon all man, and death came. Death came. Listen, the gift that these believers, these Philippians, sent to Paul. Paul said that it was sent because you cared. What was behind their giving? We want to see the truth delivered to others. Paul came here and preached the truth. The revealed truth of God. We want to see the revealed truth of God shared with others. And they cared about the truth. And that's why they gave. They didn't give because the Roman government was going to give them a tax break. That's why a lot of people give at church. I say a lot of people. Some people give at church. Because they want to get a tax break at the end of the year. That's not why we should give. We should give because we want the truth to go forth. We care about what? The truth. And that's what is brought out. Not only that, giving to the missionary illustrates your contentment. Notice this, please, in verse 12 of the passage. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. That's two extremes, is it not? Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be what? Say it. Hungry. That's two opposites, being full and being hungry. Both to abound and to suffer need. In other words, I'm content with both. If I'm abounding or if I'm abased. If I have a lot, I'm full, or if I have need, I'm content. I'm content. You see, when you give to the missionary, you're content that God's going to take care of all your needs. Because how does He follow it up? Verse 13. What does He say? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I'm content. I've got a God that's going to take care of all my needs. I've got a God that's going to supply. I'm going to take care of these missionaries because I care about the truth. I want the people of this world to know the truth that they're lost and they need Jesus Christ. And I'm content in my God that He's going to meet all my needs. I'm just a channel. Number three, giving to the missionary illustrates your connection. Your connection. Notice verses 14 and 15. Notwithstanding, ye have done well that ye did communicate with my affliction. In other words, they were connected to the Apostle Paul. They heard about his need and they wanted to help. Folks, that's a connection. That's a connection. The missionary family, the Vipens, told me in the afternoon as we were eating the meal and finishing up, your people. I just want you to know, and it's hard for me to fight back the tears, your people are caring. Folks, a missionary family that's going to the other side of the world saw something. They saw people who wanted to connect to get the truth to Central Asia. So that was the sense. There were people that were asking us questions and concerned about us. And there are people that are loving and caring. You see, when you give to your missionary, it shows a connection. I don't know how many times over the years missionaries have emailed me or called me to say, thank you. We heard from two families in your church today who contacted us just to let us know that they're praying for us. And they wanted to know how they could pray for them. If there are any other needs. Oh, this happens. Why? We're connected. And these people in the church at Philippi were connected with the Apostle Paul. Number four, giving to the missionary illustrates your commitment to Christ's glorification, verses 16 through 19. And as a result, credit abounding to your heavenly account. We don't have time to go through all of these verses here, but I want you to see here the commitment that was made by this church. Notice, please, verse 18. But I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. Not once, but several times. This church had stepped up. Why? They were committed to the truth. And they were committed to the missionary that was carrying the truth. They were committed. And then finally, in the last two verses, 19 and 20, giving to the missionary illustrates your resting in the contributor. To rest in the contributor. Who's the contributor? Who's the one that gave us the ability to have a job and to be able to work and to have intelligence to carry out the work that we're supposed to do? Is our Creator God. He's the contributor. He's the one that directs. You know, our Lord is so wonderful in that regard. My God shall supply all your need. How much of your need? All. Dr. Don Jasmine, I can remember in middle school as he was here in our church, and I'll never forget the saying that he said over and over and over. All means all. That's all means. Yeah. Now, I cannot remember any of his three-point outlines, but I remember that. All means all. That's all means. I'm just simple enough to believe God's word. My God shall supply all my need. He's the contributor. And I've got to rest in Him. I've got to accept that. My God shall supply all your need. He can even help you fix a vehicle. You say, what are you talking about? We were out there working on Brian's truck the other night, getting late. And when you get late, you start cutting your fingers. You start hitting your thumb with a hammer. Things don't go right. But we were having trouble with one bolt that would not go in. And so I said, let's just stop right now. Stop. Put the hammer down. Put this down. Let's pray. We were using the hammer. And I said, let's just stop and pray. What we're doing is not working. We need divine heavenly help right now. We need God's help. So we stopped and we both prayed. And I prayed, now Lord, we've been here at this for a long time. Would you just, in your mercy and grace, cause this bolt to go in this hole? And let us get it done so we can move on to the rest of it. Because we were just 30 minutes we had spent on that one thing. Could not get it to line up or whatever. And so I handed Bob the hammer. And I said, give it one good rap. And you know what happened? What we didn't realize? There was a metal piece on the air compressor of the air conditioning thing that was catching the lip of the washer on the screw. And when he hit it, it went whoop, boom, inside the hole. It was unbelievable. I said, why didn't we see that 30 minutes ago? And Bobby said, God just helped us. And I said, amen. We stopped right then and we said, Lord, thank you. And that bolt went right into the hole and we were able to finish up and get the truck done. You have to rest in the contributor. You just have to trust Him. Even when you're doing a car job. Even when you're cleaning the restrooms. Even when you're doing what seems insignificant, your God is real. He's your Father. And we've got to rest in our contributor. There's a lot of people, I'm afraid, who go to church that don't believe God will really supply their needs. And so they hold back from God. They keep back. I'm not going to give that up. That's my nest egg. You know, God knows where that nest egg is. He can drain it anytime He wants to. He's got something else. He can drain it anytime He wants to. So what do we need to do? We just need to rest in the contributor. Lord, You take care of this need. As I mentioned on Sunday, isn't it wonderful to look back ever since we started our Faith Promise program in 1990? We've never missed a check going out to a missionary. We've never been late on a payment. And we've been able to give over and above. Sometimes extra payments in a year to help out a missionary or to help out with special projects. God is our contributor. He supplies. And we just have to rest in Him. We have to trust Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this simple study. We thank You for the testimony of the church at Philippi. What a wonderful group of people they were to help their missionary. A church planted by the Apostle Paul, and they wanted to help him. They wanted to contribute to his work so that the truth might be carried forth. Lord, help us to have that kind of heart. Help us to have that kind of love for the work of God until You come. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.